tell you like I really don't want to know the conversation leading into this for the warm-up, so we'll just say this.
Let's facelift Belk.
Let's facelift Belk. This is the podcast for the Belk Bowl. Holly and Doug are on the other end of the line in the parallelogram. I would really like to open the debate by saying this. If for nothing else, this is the must-watch, because when are you going to see in our lifetimes again Duke in a bowl game?
Next year.
So confidently we throw down the gauntlet.
Hey, this was my bold prediction in August that Duke would go to a bowl game for the first time since what, 95?
Yeah, you did actually have that, right? You yep. Called this.
I also said USF was going to win the Big East.
Yeah. You know what? By losing Skip Holtz, they really did win the Big East.
Actually, yeah, you know what? We can make that work.
I think so. But before anything else, this should be said that, yes, real live football content in this game, including, can I say, a really fun player to watch in Ralph David Abernathy IV.
Oh, absolutely.
For Cincinnati, because he's like, he's tiny.
He's from Atlanta. He's from Atlanta, right?
He is from the A. His dad is, his grandfather, I believe, his great-grandfather was Ralph David Abernathy of the Civil Rights Movement. Right-hand man of Martin Luther King. So when you root for him, you root for freedom.
He's like a tiny little... He's not even big enough to be a cannonball. He's like a Super Bowl.
Yeah, he is. And they play in like a nice run-oriented spread. Also, he gets handoffs from the illustrious Munchie Legault. So,
Munchie Legault.
I know that we're here to make fun of Belk, and they're 75% off.
I'm sorry, you lost us there for a second. What was that?
I know we're here to make fun of Belk.
What is a Belk?
What is a Belk savings? It's a $115 Polo Ralph Lauren half-zip mock-neck sweater that you can get for just $59.99.
Are team captains in this game called Belk Cows?
Oh. I don't know. I'm going to have to shake that off.
Did you just Belk?
Have we reached peak Belk? I believe that's Doug's question.
Have illegal poaching and hunting depleted the world's supply of Belk?
If you drink too much, will you Belk all over yourself?
Oh, God. I was actually soliciting reader questions last night, and I got some really good ones.
Oh, just wretched. The other thing for this game, by the way, is that it is in Charlotte, which... Yeah, of all of our cities.
Washington was a dumb location for a bowl. I mean, at least there's tourist attractions.
Thought Washington was...
Yeah, like the most spectacular thing I think associated with football in Charlotte this year was somebody falling off of a 40 feet off of an escalator at the ACC championship game. And no, it wasn't Jimbo Fisher's career. It was an actual person.
What's the plural of Belk?
Belk.
That's another reader question. Yeah.
Belks.
How much Belk can fit into a bread box?
Belks. You know what? You know how much Belk can fit into a bread box? An unlimited amount.
Belk because, much.
Because savings are infinitely something.
Is God. This the part of the podcast where we hand out Chris Mottram's cell phone number and tell everybody to text him whenever they're walking through a Belk because he loves that shit?
If you're in Charlotte... And you want to talk to Chris Mottram, just email me. I'll give you his number. You can hook up. Just buy him like a, you know, some form of...
He is happy to hear from strangers.
Just buy him like a bland sweater and some craft beer. He'd love that. You know? Although, I will say the other thing for this game, a quick announcer check. If we...
A quick announcer check. Let's see. Who's calling this game? Oh, Jesus wept. Mike Patrick.
You know what? He deserves this.
Yes, he does.
I'm just going to say that. If anyone deserves to have to go to Charlotte for work,
you know who doesn't have to go, deserve to have to go to Charlotte is Janine Edwards. What did Janine Edwards ever do to you?
I don't know, man. She has to work with Mike Patrick. She has to go to Charlotte. Janine, why don't you come on down to Atlanta? Sit on this here IKEA couch. Maybe enjoy some leftover beer that my in-laws left here. And then I'll treat you nicely and not make an advance to you because I'm married, but I respect what you do. And then perhaps you can sample some of my new espresso maker as I escort you out the door.
What idiot bought you an espresso maker?
My wife.
Whoops-a-doodle.
That's what happens when you're going to have a baby. They're like, oh, here's some crazy stimulants. You're going to need them, cowboy.